every story is like man versus something or like people versus something. But for fuck's sakes, man, can we just, I don't know, can someone throw a pie or something?
One that I can't stand is Lie Revealed. I wish that would just stop. They would stop making those movies about someone that just lies the whole time and then at the end.
Oh, no.
Great. And they forgive him anyway. Awesome. After all the lying.
The whole time, he was really this guy. Yeah. Tired of that. There's like a couple other ones I'm tired of, too. What I'm really tired of is where you have this big, like, overarching government force that's oppressing some group of people, and then they feel like they need to rise up against this government and fight them and then blow it up at the very end. Like, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that movie. George it's Lucas.
It's been prevalent since 2005. Well, I would say 2004.
No.
It always corresponds with big election years.
Since 1973. Welcome to War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Nick.
I'm Anthony.
I got a bit of a cough today. It's like a cough. It's a lingering cough. It's in there. It's I don't know what's going on in there.
He's got a little schmutz in his lungs.
Dude, it's Hitler week. Happy Hitler week to everybody.
What the fuck?
Jesus what? Christ, Kyle.
Happy Hitler week, everybody. And let's just give Hitler a chance, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all we got to do.
God damn it.
I'm going to let that linger.
Yeah, I'm going to let you sit in that, Kyle, for a little bit.
That's what my mother used to do. Just you sit there and you think about what you did. Just did. Okay. I'm not sorry, but still. I don't get it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of sports things to talk right now.
I do have something funny, anything Tampa Bay related to report on. And Kyle, if you could pull this up, I think this would be a really funny take.
All right.
Because it would translate to podcasting. So, did anybody get to see the introduction of the new Chargers head coach?
No, I didn't see it.
So in his own presser where he went in, he says, I'm so honored to be the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh no, he didn't. Hold on a second. There's got to be video.
Did you see their fucking stadium? How much of a joke it is?
No, where are they playing?
It's like a soccer stadium. Like
really? Oh no! Yeah,
you can tell that this move was not planned like long term.
Yeah, no, this was like, what? Just do it. We'll play there. Shut up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dude. The county commissioner for L.A. and the Chargers owner were just like on an all night coke binge. They're like, dude, we should totally move it now. We should do it right now. Like, come on. Like me and you, we're gonna go clean.
That's how that logo came out.
Oh yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he was like sketched it roughly on a piece of paper. Like, he's like, well, we don't have a logo. Oh, there's a logo. Here it is, right here. Like, look, it's a logo. It's there. You go. It's fine.
The StubHub Center.
It truly
is a soccer stadium. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh man, I want to hear this. This.
Yes, please.
I'm looking for it. I don't think I can find it. I don't see like the press conference. Who did Anthony Lynn is their new head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers? I don't know. I wore my
looking at this pictures of this stadium. It's actually not that bad looking of a stadium, but still, it doesn't fit a football team at all. It's definitely a soccer stadium.
No, it's like it's fairly new. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wore my Lightning hat out Saturday, and like at least four or five people were like, hey dude, nice Chargers hat. And I was like, I see what you're doing there.
Wait, were they doing it purposefully or like accidentally? Because
no,
that'd be funny if they were
they did
like
it
accidentally, like, oh, nice Chargers hat, man.
Yeah, right. Like if they really were that unaware of the fact that there was Jesus, here we go. A hockey team.
I found it.
Did you?
Yeah, hold on.
Send it in the chat.
Kyle, you might have to do some cutting and editing, but we'll figure this out.
Yeah, send it in the old Mixler chat there.
We'll, Twitterverse.
Yeah, or Twitter, yeah. We use that, right? That's a service that we all use.
To be honest, our group chat has just turned into once every week on like Wednesday. Like, you have a podcast tonight? Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's over. Shut up. Don't talk for the rest of the week. That's it.
Welcome to mine and Kyle's growing friendship.
Yeah.
Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston named Buccaneers MVP for the 2016 season. So, you know.
Sounds about right, I guess.
I guess. All right, Nick. Nick has sent me a Yahoo.
Hold on, I just went through it, and they're not. They actually, I think people did remove it. That's crazy.
All right,
like the Chargers were like, get that off. Like,
it has to be like everything literally just cuts right before he starts saying it.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, the sports teams do that all the fucking time, man.
So he was like, there's a picture of it. It was Jackie Bomberger, I don't know who that is, tweeted it out, and it says, quote, "I'm so excited to be the coach of the San Diego."
And he's pulled off stage with a big hook.
Well,
or the Sandman comes out, like Showtime at the Apollo, the Sandman comes out and takes him off stage.
Oh!
You guys sent Showtime with Apollo? Anybody?
This is it. No, we're.
You lost me.
I guess.
All right, moving on. Atlanta wants to build some shit here again.
Well, no. Tell them to fuck off. Enough building.
What do you mean, Atlanta?
Atlanta Braves.
The spring training stuff.
They're trying to go to Sarasota now.
Better than the Yankees.
But not really.
You know what I think should happen? I really think that just to piss everybody off, the Rays should just go to the Cactus League.
That would. Why? Everybody would be like, "What?"
Expose us to that side of the country.
Hey guys, we want to go to Texas. Sure.
I think we should just play our spring training games in Montreal. To be
honest. Stu Sternberg announces the Maple Leaf League starring the Rays.
It's just us.
Yeah.
We just play inter squad scrimmages.
Just us playing against the Montreal minor leaguers.
No, we just play, just inter squad scrimmages.
Yeah. We're trying to drum up support here, guys. Meanwhile, you know, it's fucking Chris Archer is throwing up meatballs in the middle of the plate and whoops. Although I will say I'm getting excited for baseball again.
Are you?
Yeah. Why is that? Starting to.
Because the Lightning are shit and the Boston season is over.
We're making some moves, man. The Rays are doing some things, picking up some guys.
Oh, more reclamation projects. Oh, yeah. Fucking great.
Hey, Sean Tolson just had.
Colby Rasmus. Mm.
Yeah.
Who's the guy, Wilson?
I want some of that.
Wilson Ramos. Wilson Ramos, man. He's gonna be something when he gets back from that ACL injury.
How long are we gonna have to have him broken before we have him fixed?
We're the bad
how
news
much
bears.
Longer do we have to just keep getting broken shit? Like, I know he's good, but like everything we get is broken. Like, oh, this guy's confidence is completely shot, and he lost an eyeball. Send him to the Rays. He'll be all right.
It's fine. You don't need depth perception to play catcher.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
This guy is he's legally blind. But he throws 97, so...
What is this, like Major League 3?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like the replacements.
Wait, where's the guy where's the token guy from jail who's on a work release program?
Okay, so he's criminally insane, okay? But he hit 240 last year in the minors, so...
This guy's about to say... He once bit an umpire's ear off for arguing a pitch.
But
Rodriguez lost his temper, you could have probably guessed that guy had some sort of mental issue.
Yeah. You know, and anyway, the stuff in prison systems probably can't get traced by steroid use, so there's that plus.
It's probably the least of their worries in prison.
He's a solid 3 wins over replacement, but he is convicted of manslaughter.
He may only get to play for like 3 months until his trial goes through, and then he might get
sent back
to prison. But he might get like a good 3 months out of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, he could play any position in the field, but you know his mother and father went missing when he's 13, and there's no suspects, so we don't know at this point. But fucking guy could play anywhere in the field. Bats both hands, too. Ben Zobrist.
That one was dark.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that one got a little dark.
He murdered his parents, guys. That's what I was trying to get at. Did you get it? Did you get the joke? Ben Zobrist murdered his parents. That's where he got his power from.
That is not true.
He is a Highlander.
It's like Highlander, but with a bat.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Finally, somebody subscribes to my thinking.
You just think everybody think everybody on the Cubs is an evil person. That's the problem.
I don't think. I don't. Look.
No, Kyle has facts.
Yeah. Look. Am I saying they made a deal with the devil? No. I'm just saying
I'm
that.
I'm implying it heavily.
No, there might be some other extra dimensional force that play here that they may have made a deal with, but they couldn't have.
Yeah, won. Maybe Cthulhu.
Yeah, it could have been legitimate. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like baseball is so weird in the way they handle contracts. Because, like, this week we signed, like, 11 guys that felt like to 1-year deals because of arbitration. Like, I don't get how that system works at all. Like, I'm still lost. Like, is it just like a player demands this amount of money and the team wants to give them this amount of money and then they go to a hearing if they can't come to some sort of agreement?
The arbitrator takes into consideration all the metrics involved, like wins over the replacement, how healthy the player is, how effective the player has been for the dollar amount, and then goes about usually it's some form of a business sided person, like an accountant, but I think they're usually like former I might be talking out of my ass here, but
that's why I'm asking, because I keep seeing this stat, like the Rays have never lost an arbitration case.
Yeah,
well, because financially we make very poor, like woeful sense, so I think we win a lot of arbitrations because it's always like, well, yeah, they can't give you anymore, so be grateful.
Got to start hanging banners for that.
We're like, come on, guys. Yeah. six-time arbitration champions, motherfucker. I want to see that reality show on MLB TV. Like, in my mind, arbitration is like divorce court, where like they come in and both cases are like, you know, but they both state their case and there's like a judge in the middle and, you know, judgment to the plaintiff. And the amount of
what I don't understand is, like, you hardly ever see teams like give players extensions, like real extensions. Like Will Myers got one this week for 6 years with the Padres, but like you hardly ever see that. Like it's usually like, okay, you got a 1-year deal, $50 million or whatever. Like I know that we're not in a position to hand out big long extensions, but I just feel like you never, like it's always just 1-year deals.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Baseball is so strange like that.
We lost Mikey Matuk today.
Oh God, how will we recover?
We got a play. We got a player to be named later. Could be the next David Price.
Sure.
Yeah, the top pick in the draft. Player to be named later.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes with the top pick of the draft. They don't mention him by name. You got to keep his ego down.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the Rays are making some moves.
Some very Rays-like moves.
Couldn't even say it, man. You couldn't even say it.
They're definitely making some moves, guys. They're making moves. I don't know. It's just a lot of things have to go right this year.
Fourth place, here we come.
So many things have to go right.
We're going
to
get there.
Wilson Ramos has to come back by June. We got Sean.
The pitching staff has to rebound. Oh, we traded Smiley, and I don't think did we talk about that at all?
I think we did talk last week. Did we?
Okay.
They didn't get enough for him, but that was.
Well, Nick wasn't here, so it was kind of an off episode. But
that's right. Yeah, we did. Yeah. I thought we got enough for Drew Smiley. What else are you gonna get? For
really?
Okay, yeah. He had 1 year left on his deal, and he wasn't that great, and he's got like shoulder questions.
Come on, we're the arbitration champions.
Yeah,
we can do this. Should have just kept him. Would have won it anyway.
It's
fuck you, Yankees.
What do we? What's
put up a sign next year's on Dale Mabry about your championships?
Something Smith.
It's gonna be much smaller.
You'll see, man. We're gonna Bad News Bears our way into the ALCS, and then.
I really don't like, as much as we joke, I have no idea what to think of this team. At all.
Well, it's contingent upon a few things. Okay, so you've got Alex Cobb, who pitched well at the end of last year, coming back, and if he can continue his performance that he put up last year and that he has in the past, okay, so there's your ace. You have Chris Archer, who's been like up and down for the last 2 years. And he hasn't really like
mostly down,
hasn't really fully realized his potential. You have Jake Odorizzi, who's solid. You have who am I missing on this line?
And Matt Andrees, Osmo Ramirez,
Matt Andrees, but then you have the young kid,
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell,
we always forget him, and he's like probably our best pitching prospect.
Blake Snell, who's developing, so like your starting pitching is. Again, it's contingent on a few different things. Okay, can Cobb come back and be healthy? Can Chris Archer pick it up? I think Blake's. Yeah, is Blake Snell going to improve? Matt Andrees, I think you know what you got, and that's basically it. So when you look to the bullpen, so you have
Colum A.
You have Colum A. Who you know who you got? You know who you got in Colum A. You got Brad Boxberger.
Yeah,
you've got this new guy, Sean Tolson, who pitched for the Rangers last year. He didn't do that great for the Rangers. He didn't do good at all. He was terrible. But who
sounds good?
He has a track record though of being good prior to that. So I don't know. And then
does he?
Yeah, surprisingly, yes, he does.
What a Rays signing that is! Yeah, this guy's sucked recently, but if you look back, like I don't know, like 3 years. If we can get that out of him, man, it's gonna be great, and we never do.
Right.
That. When are we gonna raise a banner for that?
Remember when we signed Heath Bell?
I do remember that. I remember when we signed Jason Isringhausen, like to
Percival.
Yeah, I was like, hey, he's gonna make a comeback. So, yeah, there's a lot of things contingent upon that as far as defensively. And then when you look around the infield and the outfield as well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not fully ready to break this down yet. But
I think our infield actually might be a good strength because you got Miller at first, who right. started.
The Dewey.
You got Miller. All right. Hypothetically. You got Miller at first, who looked like he was starting to get comfortable there. You got
hypothetically God's playing second.
Forsyth at second.
Yeah.
You got Duffy at short, who everybody forgets about. Matt Duffy, we're gonna hopefully get a whole year him healthy, and then Evan Longoria at third.
That's
a pretty decent infield.
You're right. I did forget about Duffy. Duffy's pretty solid at short. And
but does he have a bat?
He does, actually. He's got a decent bat.
He does. And you
it's not like a power bat, but he makes good contact.
Our infield's going to produce a lot of, should on paper produce a lot of runs between Longoria, Miller, Forsyth, and Duffy.
Okay, look, if there's two things that we know on this team that are going to be steady, it's probably Forsyth and Longo.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of know what you're going to get out of them at this point. Longo kind of had, like, a bounce back here, but I wouldn't expect him to, like, copy that again. But
no, Longo's gonna hit somewhere between 250 and 275,
about 20 to 30 home runs.
Yeah, maybe 90-95 RBIs, 100 if he's feeling spunky
or if people get on base in front of him.
That's the other thing. You still got you have Corey Dickerson in the outfield, or as your DH rather. Then you have Colby Rasmus, who they just picked up.
Souza still hanging around.
Steven Souza Jr. And who are we missing here?
Souza's a weird case, man, because like when he's on, like that dude looks like a fucking all-star.
Kiermaier.
Like the power that he has and stuff like that, like the way the ball comes off the bat, but that dude, he's just not consistent.
He's
at all.
Fuck fake.
In any form.
Strikeout.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Kiermaier in center. When we lost him last year, that's when we started to fall apart. So hopefully he'll stay healthy.
Shit, guys. We're actually like putting together some kind of analysis on the Rays right now. Who would have thought?
Well, it's like, dude, I'm telling you, like once the season comes around, I start remembering all these players that we had on the team.
Me too.
It's like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, for Duffy. Remember Duffy? You made that trade for him? Remember that? It's like, that's how it feels every year. I have to relearn everybody but like Longoria.
Yeah, you remember every. Oh, yeah. Matt Duffy and Corey Dickerson. Yeah, he did hit some fucking bombs last year.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Forsythe's still on the team. Okay, well, yeah.
Brad Miller? He had a good year last year. He was hitting for power. Yeah.
Everybody remembers the past fondly.
Where's Pat Burrell? Is he still on the team?
I heard something about Pat Burrell today. He said,
you don't get to say that name.
Pat Burrell. Where's Troy Percival?
Pat Burrell.
Did he come back? Is he riding his hot rod onto this?
Actually, Joe Maddon kept his corpse in his trunk because
Andy Sonnenstein, man, he's gonna sure up the back end of that rotation, fourth fifth starter.
Joe Maddon's in town.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
What? Who? What?
Andy Sonnenstein.
Oh yeah, the junk baller.
All he does is win, win, win.
And hit, apparently. He was
Yeah, he was the wasn't he the pitcher that hit eighth over somebody because we were so bad?
No, what happened was like there was some kind of lineup card change because Joe Maddon was being Joe Maddon, so like there was some kind of controversy with the lineup card and Andy Sonnenstein ended up having to bat as you know, in the DH position, which All things considered, wasn't that bad. I think he hit a double that day. So, Andy Sonnenstein, not bad. Anyways, he's an old pitcher. We need to not talk about that guy anymore. Same with Joe Maddon.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, I mean, you say that, but you're always the one that, like, angles.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Somehow
I'm like,
about Joe Maddon.
I'm like, what do they call that? I got a thing. I got a definite Maddon thing. Because I'm bitter. Because he's such a great coach. Or manager.
All right, you guys want to do Super
you've
Bowl?
You've got Maddon issues.
Yeah, let's do some
Super Bowl predictions. Let's keep this moving along.
Super Bowl. Get stuck. I predict that Joe Maddon's Cubs will.
God damn it, Kyle.
I'm a shoehorn, man. What do you want to talk about the games this past weekend?
Yeah, actually, let's do that.
Okay. I think there was two different types of games this weekend or this last weekend. There was two very good games and two very crappy games.
I thought they were all crappy except for one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Falcons game, baby. That was the best game of the fucking weekend. Everything else was shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Oh God. Okay, no, I'm kidding. But yeah, the Falcons blew the Seahawks out of the fucking water.
The Falcons are really good. Like Super Bowl worthy good.
Yeah. Two teams the Buccaneers have beaten.
Huh. What about that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. In fact, look at last week's playoff picture, and you got the Falcons and Seahawks who the Bucks have beaten. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs, who the Bucks have beaten. You've got the Houston Texans, who we have not. The Patriots, who we have not. And
who we would have beaten.
We sure. Yeah. Brock
Osweiler is stealing fucking money from that organization. Holy shit, is he bad.
Yeah.
My God. The Texans could have won that game with Mike Glennon.
I wonder,
really
man.
Could have.
I wonder where the Texans are going to go
next year.
Yeah. I think they had to go for Romo. Like that. That seems like a good. Like that
Romo,
seems like a logical.
That defense would be a very scary team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're just a quarterback away from competing. They've got DeAndre Hopkins.
And an offensive minded head coach.
Yeah. Well.
Because their play calling was like. Ugh.
They kept pace though with New England the whole time. I was like way shocked. Like
defense did.
Well, they
looked like every UF game I've watched for like the past like 4 years.
Exactly. Anytime you compare anybody to a UF game, you mean the offense was shit.
Yeah, and the defense kept them in it when they had no business being in that game for as long as they were.
I'm just saying, like the first New England touchdown, everybody's like, "Well, that's game. There you go. It's over." So,
yeah, and that was just from the Houston sideline.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised they hung around for three quarters and then blew it at the end. But you know, props to that defense. That just goes to show you like how good that defense is. And without JJ Watt,
sadly, that was Vince Wilfork's last game, most likely.
Yeah, that's really sad. I love that guy.
Really?
Yeah, Vince Wilfork, man.
He got injured or what?
Athletic fat guy.
Yeah.
Was Wilfork playing?
He did the ESP. He plays for the Texans.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he was playing against Tom Brady.
Oh, cool. Good for that guy.
He did the ESPN body issue, and that's hilarious.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I like when the fat guys do, like Prince Fielder. But it really gives you like an idea of like how those hams on their quads and shit, like that's like muscle. That's like big muscle. It looks like a ham. It looks like a Christmas ham.
I know.
Anyways,
I think it's hilarious.
Falcons, Seahawks. I don't think there's much to talk about. That was a blowout. I guess it was good to. It's just the Falcons are serious. They're serious.
Like put up 50 on you, serious. Mm-hmm. Like they have that kind of offense.
Yeah. And the Patriots
are not defense. They need it.
Yep.
Yeah. The Seahawks or not the Seahawks the. Oh Jesus Christ! Who are those teams? Steelers and
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Didn't watch it. Didn't watch it. Didn't care.
I watched a little of it, and it was just a. The refs were the most prevalent part of that game. I'll say that.
I watched the end when the Chiefs converted the 2-point conversion and they got called for a hold
and
on it.
And they didn't. Yeah.
Which was shitty, but that happens. I mean, I'm sure that'll happen to the Bucks at some point. We'll all be sad.
That's all I'm saying is it's never a good look for the NFL or the refs when the referees are the highlight in every highlight, you know.
Yeah, but he fucking tackled James Harrison on that.
Oh no,
but
you're right. That play, there was no question. That was a penalty.
Dude, James Harrison is 37 and still playing.
Have you seen that video where he's working out in his sweater? And he looks at the camera and he's like, "I work out in a sweater so guys in the gym don't get scared of my biceps." Like that was his whole reasoning behind it. Even though he's pretty much like dying of dehydration.
James Harrison's a fucking monster.
I'm so scared of that dude.
I would I'm
so scared.
If I saw him on the street and he was walking down the same side as me,
the three of us could take him.
Yeah.
No, we couldn't. That would not happen.
Yeah, me and Kyle would just use you to beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll pick Anthony up and then like we'll throw him like distraction. And then
when he's dealing with Anthony, we'll take out his legs.
Yeah.
He's dealing with each. Me, which means choke slamming me into the concrete.
So the best game of the week, Cowboys and Packers.
What a game. That was just pure entertainment.
That's how every playoff game used to be, it seemed like. Now it's just like we got like one divisional game that was good. Am I wrong in saying that?
Like, No. I feel like, well, to tell you the truth, it's with this watering down of the competition. Because the first week is always between the teams that, like, should they have made the playoffs? I don't know.
It's true. It's sort of kind of being like the NBA anymore, where it's just like, you have
if you make above 500, you make the playoffs essentially. Well, sadly, not for the Bucks, but you know what I mean.
I'm just saying, like, you have like a handful of like the elite teams, and that's who competes year in and year out.
Yeah, I mean, outside of the Falcons, it's just usual suspects.
Yeah, you're right. It's Patriots, Steelers, Packers, and then your wild card is the Falcons, who I hope wins it all. Because I'm fucking tired of seeing those three teams
rooting for the Falcons.
Yeah, like everybody's like, "Oh, how could you root for the Falcons?" I'm like, "Cause I'm fucking tired of seeing Green Bay and Pittsburgh and New England win fucking Super Bowls."
Okay, but like we bitch about this, but those teams have obviously found a way to stay competent in the league and keep drafting well and keep performing well. You know, you want it to stop. You got to get better. Like we just, you know. No one could, like you said it last week, Kyle. Like it's either you beat the Patriots or you don't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it's like, they need to lose. Boo them. Stop winning.
It's just like the Falcons figured it out, and you know there's some other teams that look like they're on the edge, like us, you know. But for right now, it's just the teams that know how to get there and stay there.
You know, I think I know. I heard some analysis this past week about the Falcons as far as why they are so good this year compared to the last year. Because a lot of people just picked them to be mediocre, go 8-8, and miss the playoffs this year. But they said the big reason why the Falcons had their resurgence this year is because they put a lot of money and they put a lot of focus on the offensive line. So just
Matt, it's the reason Matt Ryan went from looking like he was falling off the face of the earth to MVP status this year.
Yeah,
it just come out of nowhere.
So just let
it's
that
got
be
a line now.
Just I don't know. Take that to heart, people who think that we should trade up to pick a running back. Just you know, maybe fucking focus on the offensive line before you start getting your dick all hard for Dalvin Cook.
Seriously, you know what we need to do is try and become like the Dallas offensive line situation. Like, put anybody back behind him and it's good.
Exactly.
Make the offensive line work.
Although I gave Dak Prescott so much shit, but he looked really good at the end of the game there.
It was a good game because they had two very competent quarterback play.
And fuck the Cowboys, man. Like, I for so many years as a Bucks fan, I've been waiting to get, like, just one franchise quarterback, and they just trip over them. Like, like oh, no, look, another one? Like, fuck you guys.
Hey, fuck you think with Tony Romo, man. Tony Romo, I think he was undrafted.
Yeah. And they're like, ooh, he's a franchise quarterback. Oh,
our undrafted quarterbacks like can't even make it to the practice field. They trip over the fucking water hose and sprain their ankle or some shit. Like,
we had Bruce Gradkowski.
Sprinkler system.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Like, it makes me feel like the whole fucking thing is rigged because, like, oh, of course Jerry Jones locks into a fucking franchise quarterback every 5 years. Fuck you. And Packers,
hey man,
too.
Good scouting. That's probably what they... I mean, they knew it. They drafted him. It's not like they stumbled over that. Yeah, probably. They drafted him.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. Yeah, it's just a lot easier to claim conspiracy because Jerry Jones is so in with the fucking leak. Conspiracy.
Well, if it's such a conspiracy, then why don't they ever win in the playoffs?
This could be the year. Oh, wait a minute. No, they're out.
This could be the year. A week later after losing. Guys, this could be the year. I think it could be the year.
All right, well, NFC Championships this week.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is in that game.
Godlike.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Well, Aaron Rodgers and then Mason Crosby, who just, against all odds, just was able to kick around like his grapefruit-sized testicles, was able to overcome the size of his balls to make those field goals.
He hit the game winner twice.
Twice.
In that last few seconds.
I knew as soon as he made the first, I'm like, there's no way you're fucking icing this guy. Like, he's like balls of steel.
But did you see the way both of the field goals he made, that the way they went in were very... How do I put it? They didn't look like they were going to go in until they right over or right between the bars.
It's true.
No, yeah, like that second kick definitely started like on the outside, and then it like kind of just curved back in barely.
I'm not gonna lie, those are my favorite. Those are my favorite types of kicks because it's like, gotcha.
Because you're watching it like the whole time. Like,
my favorite part of that whole deal with the two Mason Crosby kicks was like they always show the kick back in slow motion, and you get to see like the fans behind the uprights because like they have their hands up and they're like, oh no, it's not going in, and then they like slowly put their hands on their heads like, oh fuck, like we're out of the playoffs. I'm like, yes.
There's always that one guy who sees it too, and he's like, wait.
He's like, damn it, son of a bitch. I would be that guy. I'd be that guy the whole time. My arms would be crossed like, nope, we're losing. And then like he kicks it through. I'm like, yep, see, told you.
Kyle, you are that guy. And then you're like, and Anthony can vouch for this, is I hate football. I love football.
I never want to watch football.
I'd pay a ridiculous amount of money to have to make Kyle, to watch Kyle watch the Bucks line up to kick a game-winning Super Bowl kick from like 50 yards out.
Yeah, well, that would...
Which, if we actually had a good kicker,
you need like a EMT on standby because Kyle probably have a heart attack.
Yeah, I'd probably run a fucking mile if that were the case. That's how that would go. But Jesus Christ, what a great game, that Cowboys and Packers game.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was definitely the best game of the weekend by far.
But here's it was the one time I had no dog in the fight, and I was like, I want this to go to overtime. I don't want this game to end.
Exactly. But, well, for me, either way, it's like, you know, Cowboys or Packers don't go to the Super Bowl. It's kind of like, all right, well.
I'd much rather watch the Packers go than the Cowboys.
That's true. Yeah, you do. I would much rather see the Packers go. All right. So, Super Bowl picks. Let's start with NFC. Falcons, Packers at Atlanta.
At Atlanta, and I think that's going to be big.
Last game in the dome for them.
Last game in the dirty dome.
Their Death Star Stadium.
But you know what that does, though? That's one very clean place to play. So Matt Ryan can be Matt Ryan.
Aaron Rodgers can be
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't think about that before I made that argument.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is used to throwing in, like, negative 15-degree weather in the middle of a snowstorm. Like, you know, give him a comfortable dome. Well, you saw what he did against Dallas. Like,
ah, fuck. I'm literally changing my notes as you're saying all these things, Anthony.
Aaron Rodgers he's gonna do what he wants to do. Like that. Like, I don't know how you fucking stop the guy.
You don't, because not only is he's just really good from every, like, he can throw in the pocket, but he's also really good on the move. Like, it's just, you can't stop him. It's really difficult to do so when he's on. Like, he had some struggles earlier in the year, but since then he's just been awesome.
Yeah, he has. I oh man, it's gonna come down to the defense. Like, who's gonna be able to make a stop when it really counts? Like, we've already seen that. Like, Aaron Rodgers is really, really hard to stop when it comes down to it. Well, we haven't seen that from Matt Ryan so much though. So
I don't think we've had an opportunity to.
My gut.
This is definitely gonna be a shootout.
Yeah, my gut tells me Packers though. My mind, head.
I'm with you.
My head wants Atlanta. My gut says Packers.
I think Rodgers is peaking at the right time, and it's going to be hard for Atlanta to stop him.
This might be the part where I'm an idiot, and I look back and I think, why would I pick them? But I'm going with the Falcons, and I think it's going to be by more than 10 points.
Oh, you think they're that good, huh?
I do. I think, but I'm telling you guys, this game might get to 70 points.
Oh, really?
Like combined?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
yeah, no, God.
The, Falcons 70, you know. Packers nothing.
No.
It's just they pull Rodgers by the fourth quarter. Like, fuck it.
No, I just don't. I don't think Aaron Rodgers can do it again. You know, he seems to be on this high wire act of, I can do it. And sometimes those end. And is any word on what's his receiver? Is he coming back next week?
Adams? Yeah, I don't know.
Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson.
Not Adams. They lost him during that game. I'm talking
Jordy
about.
Nelson.
Yes, Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, I think they said he practiced today. So.
Well, if they get him back, that might be a little. No, that's why I'm still picking Falcons. Still picking Falcons.
Yeah, you still got Julio
Jones. I don't
know, man.
If you're gonna doubt a quarterback, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the one to doubt. Like, that he can keep this up. Like, he's that good. Like, it's not a. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say, like, he might just have an off game, but, like, I don't know.
You're right, Anthony. But it wouldn't be very compelling podcasting if we all just agreed all the time. Damn it.
Well, okay, Nick. Okay. You said you were changing your notes, so I don't know.
I did change my notes. I said, damn it.
Who brings notes to this podcast?
Yeah, what a piece of shit you are. I'm sorry. All right, AFC. Patriots. Done.
Sadly, it's not Mars because, God damn it, it's the AFC. The two elite teams in the AFC that gets crammed down our goddamn throats.
Yeah, so. Really. I'll tell you what, Big Ben,
yeah, I'm going Patriots.
He eludes tackles like no other team, other quarterback in this league. I mean, he has the uncanny ability to extend plays and shed tackles. And, yeah, dude, Patriots.
That dude scrambles like a dad trying to catch up to his kid in the mall.
What?
Like, just like shuffling through the crowd, like, oh.
That's a hell of an image.
Like,
well, it doesn't hurt that he also looks like a dad trying to catch his kid in the mall.
All right. I hate to go safe, but I guess the Patriots as well.
It's
just hard to like not pick them because mm-hmm. they always come through it when they're not playing the Giants, it seems like. And it's just.
Exactly.
They've ruled that conference for so long, and it just doesn't feel like this. This Steelers team is really good and like really explosive with Antonio Brown, stuff like that. But I just don't like the Patriots just pick you apart, man. It's hard to beat them.
Well, once again, it's going to come down to defense in this game. Because New England's offense does not really fail when it comes to that clutch moment in the game. So it's all going to rely on whether or not New England's defense can stand up to the test of the Patriots or the Steelers defense. Fucking A, man. Whatever happens. Falcons. Just go Falcons. I'm tired of seeing these three teams, like constantly in the Super Bowl. Fuck's sakes. It's kind of like the Kings and the Blackhawks and the Bruins and
the Penguins.
And the Penguins, yeah, in the NHL. Like, fuck, stop it. I'm tired of these teams. And especially fuck Pittsburgh, because their NHL team just won a fucking championship. So fuck you extra. Go Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you were going to bring that up, Kyle. I was like, he's going to remember that the Penguins won a cup just recently and that the Steelers are one win away from going to another championship, like, well, not even less than a year later.
Yeah.
Like,
look, Green Bay and Atlanta, or Green Bay or Atlanta winning the championship, I can go with. Milwaukee never won shit besides the fucking Packers. And then Atlanta has not won.
I was just about to say, they have a charm to them. I don't know why the Packers do. They just, I found myself pulling for Mason Crosby with those kicks. So I would be okay with the Packers. I just don't want the Patriots to win again.
The Packers have a charm because they're a small town team. Like, there's Green Bay doesn't have any other teams. Like, it's just the Packers, and those people are real diehards to that team. They didn't just show up. They're always
blue collar people.
Yeah. They have that charm to them. It's like, what, fucking Pittsburgh. Like, you just won a Stanley Cup. Like, meanwhile, we're wondering if our baseball team has, like, you know, has a chance in hell to maybe get a wild card berth. Like, it's just, fuck you. I hate it.
Rich get richer, yeah.
Well, here's my thing. If the Packers go to the Super Bowl, Jonathan's not coming to my Super Bowl party. So I want I want Jonathan to come to my Super Bowl party.
Go Falcons.
I'm fucking with you, Jonathan. I'm sorry. Anyways, let's take a break. Right? Right? Okay, so wait, hold on. I'm saying Falcons and Patriots. Oh, wait, no, I'm saying Packers and Patriots. I'm sorry. I'm saying Packers and Patriots.
Anthony?
So am I. I'm going Packers and Patriots, and I think the Packers win that game.
I'm going Falcons, Patriots, and I'm...
No, don't make Super Bowl picks yet. Anthony, you...
Well, fuck.
You went premature.
Uh-oh.
We can't take Super Bowl winners just yet. We got one game at a time. We got a whole week. We get 2 weeks before the goddamn Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, because seriously, what if we're talking about Atlanta and Pittsburgh and you have no dog in the fight?
Yeah. So we got
to. Well, I'll have a dog in the fight. I'm just going off what my championship predictions were.
And so what did you say, Nick? You said Falcons and Steelers?
Falcons and Patriots.
Oh, Falcons and Patriots. Okay, yeah. So we all across the board, Steelers no chance, and fuck them twice.
Yep.
Sidney, you know, enjoy. Sidney Crosby just won you shit.
Yeah, that girl said no in the bathroom. Ben.
Oh. No, dude, that's, oh, I was going to say, that's Patrick Kane, my friend. You're confusing your stars, but I guess you're right. Yeah.
What? No, didn't Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, twice, I think.
Twice, yeah. But Patrick Kane also had a similar story. So
we just hate everybody that's not Tampa. That's really what
we do. Yes, we do. Yep. That's why it's word of the Bay, not word of everything else.
The shitty places to live.
Yeah. Suck it. Okay, break time. We're back from the show, or from the break. This is the show.
To the show. Ha.
Ha. Solid recovery, friends. Do we have any NHL things we want to talk about?
The Lightning are still mediocre. It's just up
trade
and down.
Wins and losses.
Yep, just can't find any consistency right now, and the injuries are not helping. Now that Hedy's been sick for two games, and just blah. So bless it's a lost season.
Yeah, I don't see us making the playoffs this year.
We're still right there, but I don't. It's not championship.
Yeah,
not a championship season.
Okay, look at that Caps Pens game the other night where it was like a football score. Like
yeah, it was like what 8-7 or something like that.
Yeah. Do you really think that we can does that look like anything close to what we're doing right now?
Well, on the defensive side, yeah.
To be fair, that's kind of an anomaly. Like those are two goalies that didn't play well and stuff like that. But yeah, right now, if we're not healthy and the defense continues to regress, we're not going anywhere.
The defense is
just the way it is. And I don't think Yzerman is the kind of guy that mortgages the future just to try to save a season. So he's probably just going to sit on it and retool in the offseason. And I'm fine.
Evaluate talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, I mean, we got a lot going right for us at this point. It's just a down year.
It happens. The prospect pool is still pretty thick. It will be all right. We got help on the way. And Yzerman is the person that doesn't sit here and stay pat with stuff in the offseason. He'll fix things.
Yeah, we got Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos under contract for the next 2 years, motherfuckers.
And Druin's coming into his own too. So
well, that's another thing that's going to. And Brain Point and Palat and.
Might I add, we're at 46 games into the season. We have a winning record, and we're talking about a lost season. So,
because we're supposed to contend for a championship.
You're right, but as a Rays fan, I would kill for this.
as a Bucks fan, I'd suck 1,000 dicks for this.
All right, you guys want to play a game?
Yes, I would like to play a game.
So I came across this list just browsing around on Google. I will say this list is from 2015.
Okay.
If there's a team on this list that shouldn't be there anymore, I will say so. I will tell you this is from a year ago. So, or 2 years ago now, excuse me.
Okay.
Okay.
But this is the top 25 worst sports franchises in North America.
Okay. Now,
this contains basketball, football, hockey, and baseball.
Okay. That was my question. So
I have
another one.
Yes, I do. And if it's too much, you don't have to answer. But are we talking financially, or are we just talking wins and losses?
Wins and losses.
Wins and losses. Okay.
Losses. Okay.
Yep. Wins and losses, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, no financially, because there's some teams on this list that are filthy rich that just aren't good. So.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. There's a lot of bad teams out there that's still worth a lot of money.
All right, who wants to go first?
Well, hold on. Follow-up question. Is the worst team is number one?
The 25th.
Yeah, the 25th is the least worst, I guess you could say.
But are they still – would the 25th team still be considered a bad team?
Well, of course. How many organizations are there in the North America?
I'm just saying.
They would.
Okay. I'm just saying. Are we ranking Cleveland Browns to fucking Chicago Blackhawks? Like, is that what we're doing? Or
no,
no.
It's the number one's the worst team ever. Basically, hasn't won anything. Nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Not it.
Yeah, I'll take a stab.
This is out of 25 teams. I'm gonna give you a team name and then you give me a number.
No. This is let's start with.
Hey, it's his game. You let him do what he wants.
No, I mean Kyle. What are you gonna say, Kyle?
No, I'm just saying. Typically, the way we do this is we'll do names and ranks first, and then after.
Oh, okay.
After five,
I mean, there's
after
only 25 of them.
So that's
kind of why, because like it's a shot. If you don't name a team on the list, then it's going to be 25 points. Like I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to give you a name and you give me.
That's
all right. Okay.
We'll start off.
Yeah, because there's not enough of them. If this was like 100 teams, it'd be different. But
all right, Anthony's game. Anthony makes the rules. All right, let's do this.
All right, Kyle, Florida Panthers.
All right, Florida Panthers have been good the last couple of years. They've been mediocre.
Forever.
Forever. But this is 2015 we're talking. So I'm going to say Florida Panthers come in at number 20.
Kyle, you get 1 point. They're number 21.
Yes! Yes!
Damn it.
Kyle off to a good start. All right, Nick.
Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I will bear in mind that I didn't say this was a good list. I just said it was a list.
Well, keep in mind that this game originally started off as being called This Will Piss You Off, so.
Yeah.
That's true. It's a good list. I'm going to go with 23.
You get 7 points for number 16.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
You know, damn it. But
I want to put this out there that they're fucking like taking in everything that these teams have ever done as an organization. So it's not just like the last 10 years. So
yeah, fair enough.
The Cowboys won like a bunch of
team exactly.
Yeah. So
that's fair enough. That's a shit. That's a good one for Nick. Or that's a good. Good one. I guess that's what I
wanted. Well, I also appreciate that Anthony's the one doing the game because he's a very well college educated man. Uh-oh. So he's counting. Like, did you hear how quickly he did those?
Yeah.
We had no chance of doing those quickly.
Yeah, I need a couple Excel spreadsheets in front of me to fucking and figure all that shit out. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Kyle.
Yes.
Toronto. No, I'm not going to do them yet.
Oh.
Nope. I'm going to save them. The New York Jets.
Oh shit! That would have been one of my guesses.
That's a good one. God damn it! That's a good one.
The New York Football Jets. I'm gonna put at number 22.
Kyle, you get 12 points for number 10.
Number 10? Oh fuck! Yeah. Fuck me! Damn it! I'm fucking this up. No, see, I. Damn
you
it.
Thought the other way around.
I thought
you?
The other way around.
I don't
around.
Know why. You've always had trouble with
I
it.
I always do this, yes. I don't know why I do this. Fuck. See, this fucks me.
All right, Nick. The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. God, I'm going to go with number 2.
You get 11 points for number 13.
What? Fuck.
Yeah, this list is...
I guess Kelly the Kelly Holcomb years saved him.
I forgot about those. You're right.
They made the playoffs.
Eric Anderson years, man.
Yeah, they made the playoffs a couple times in there. Fuck me.
This is bad. It's very bad. So I'm glad that I'm glad it's bad because it makes.
All right, now
fun.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed off. This is a good list.
Holy hell!
Off.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah.
New York Islanders. I don't know why I'm giving you all the hockey ones, but...
That's okay. Islanders... I'm going to go with number... I'm
trying to save the better ones.
They've been good in the last couple of years. However, not as great. I feel like they're the Jets of the New York teams, right? So I think
oh, totally. The Rangers yeah, are like they're little brother to the extreme.
Yeah, yeah. You it goes Mets, Islanders, Jets, and I don't know what the basketball team is. I guess not whatever aren't the Knicks.
Everybody likes them. Yeah, well, the Nets. I was about to say the Nets is in Brooklyn now, so yeah, the Nets.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, I'm going to go with number 15 for them.
Kyle, that you get 8 points. They're number 7.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take that.
I mean, that's not a horrible position for them. They've been bad. They were bad for a long, long time. Before they
were, yeah, yeah.
All right, Nick. The Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders.
Ooh. I have some stats to add, but I mean, I can't say them to Nick.
No, I know. I'm gonna go with 8.
Well, I feel like
you get 4 points for number 4.
Oh wow! I was gonna say that's high, but clearly not.
Yeah, that's a weird one because like that shows this list age. I think they'd be a lot higher or a lot lower. Mm-hmm. If, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. However you choose to look at it.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Kyle.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, the Bungles.
Dude. Okay, I'm going to go twice in a row, but I'm going to go 15 with them because, like, they have just been consistently mediocre over just, like, such a long time.
So you think they're just going to be in the middle of the
list? I think they're just going to be in the middle of the list.
You get 9 points for number 24.
Fair enough, I guess.
It's a buggy, right?
I mean, they...
Shit, man. What? I mean, come on. They have, like, what happened? What is going on?
That's... Kyle just racking up the points in the wrong way.
That's dumb. They made a Super Bowl with fucking Chris Collinsworth.
Rich Gannon.
God damn right, it. Nick.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions.
Oh.
This was a good one.
Oh.
I'm going to go number 4.
You get 8 points for number 12.
What? How are they not top 5? What have they done besides this year making the playoffs?
They won nothing.
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
They have had the only fuck. What? They've gone 0-16. Like they're the only.
They had done that. They did that.
They're the only team to do it in the modern era, and they're number fifth? What did you say?
They are 12. Number 12.
12?
It's one of those lists where I have to scroll up and down. It's not just like a
Jesus Christ. What a terrible list. That's what makes it good, though.
How many more rounds do we want to do?
About 4 each. You want to do the next one and then...
Well, this would make it 5.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, we'll do... Okay, yeah. All right, Kyle.
Yeah.
The football team from Washington. The Redskins.
The Washington Red Racists. The racists.
Don't say it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say it, but Jonathan's not here. He's the one that says it. Oh, boy. Winners of 2 Super Bowls? I think. I want to say 2. Why is this one? No. Or maybe 3. I know Doug Williams won in 1, and then Mark Ripien. Cal Ripken Jr. I'll say number 11.
You get 3 points for number 14.
Yes.
Fuck.
Clutch at the end. I fucking Mason Crosby. All
right, Nick.
Don't do it.
The Edmonton Oilers.
I knew you were going to give me a hockey team.
I had to. I gave Kyle the hockey teams for some reason. Now, they had fucking Wayne Gretzky.
I know.
Won a ton of cups.
I know, but this list is being a dick, so...
Yeah.
They've also been irrelevant for...
Forever. Until they got McDavid, yeah.
Even then. Speaking of fucking that, man.
Dude. I'm going to go lucky number 7.
You get 1 point. They're number 8.
Oh! Yes! He Mason Crosby'd me. I'm the Dallas kicker right now. I'm the whatever that guy's name was.
I'm going to go ahead and add these up, and then we'll just recap the list.
Shitty McGuy. What was the Dallas kicker's name? Something. It's definitely something I recognized. I don't know.
Dan Bailey.
Dan Bailey. Yeah, Dan Bailey. That you Mason Crosby, that son of a bitch.
Not...
Kyle, you got 31 points. Or excuse me, Nick, you got 31 points. Excuse me. Nick got 31, and let me add up Kyle.
Well, I better hear 20-something. This is like the Cowboys-Packers of podcasts.
Kyle, you got 33.
Ah.
Yes!
So Nick wins.
I really did.
The Jets fucked me. I forgot the rules of the game and it fucked me.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Once again, right, alcohol loses the day.
From 25 to 1.
Okay.
Number 25, the Denver Nuggets. I avoided the basketball teams because none of us watch basketball.
Yeah, how am I going to?
That really, I mean, if the AFC is Mars, basketball is no longer a planet.
Pluto. Jupiter. Yeah.
Basketball is the fourth dimension.
The Cincinnati Bengals. Number 23, the former San Diego Chargers. Now the Los Angeles Chargers.
Wait. Oh, okay. Number 22, I agree with that.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, who at this point had won a championship.
Yeah, I think I understand that.
21, Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
20, Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
19, Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
18, Detroit Pistons. 17, San Diego Padres.
I'm on board with that, yeah.
16, Dallas Cowboys. 15, Miami Dolphins. 14, Washington Redskins. 13, Cleveland Browns, which is just the dumbest. That's the worst one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got me. So
actually, no. The Lions at 12, which is next, is probably the worst one. Mm-hmm. They're both bad. They both should have been at least like top eight.
Yeah.
11, Vancouver Canucks. 10, New York Jets. 9, Minnesota Timberwolves. 8, Edmonton Oilers. 7, New York Islanders. 6, Chicago Cubs.
What?
This was before their championship.
Yeah, still, they made the AL. Didn't they make the ALCS in 15?
NLCS, yeah.
NLCS, I mean, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, but that's it.
Five is the New York Mets, which is, I think, a little high. But
whoever wrote this doesn't watch baseball, because the Padres and the Cubs are the only fucking MLB. Like, really, dude?
No, I just said New York Mets.
Oh well, the five. Mets, but still, like the Marlins and the Rays are a thing. You fuck.
Yeah, Marlins won it, but the Marlins won a World Series.
Well, the Rays, then. Where are the Rays? Are the Rays on this fucking list?
Yeah, that, I agree. Yes.
Will you just wait? God. Number four, Oakland Raiders.
Okay, Oakland Raiders.
Shit, are we number one?
Number three, Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
Kyle.
Number two, New York Knicks.
Kyle, what'd you do?
And the number one is the Toronto Maple Leafs. So,
there you go. Yeah.
That was very, very good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Good job.
How are the Rays not on this list?
So, I guess they just haven't been around long enough. Like, most of these teams have been around quite a while. And
we're not even
going to
make their goddamn shit list.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, shit. What the fuck?
Hey, guys, do you know what happens?
So, Nick wins a Snickers bar, I guess.
Oh, really?
Cool. Send it to me.
We were competing for a Snickers bar this whole time?
No, we weren't.
Do you guys know what happens when I put a bike pump between my knees? That's what happens. Fart noise.
Okay, Kyle's way too drunk to continue. So,
no, Cleveland Browns, number 12.
I know.
13.
I know, Kyle. Go play with the cow toys in the corner. Okay.
Any bold predictions that we got between now and the next episode?
I'm gonna say that Tom Brady's gonna throw 3 interceptions. How about that?
Woo! That's pretty bold.
That would eclipse his regular season total.
No, what? Really? No way.
Yeah, he had 2. During the regular season,
he missed the first 4 games, but yeah.
But seriously,
he had 2 and 4, and yeah.
Well, the Patriots' offense is a lot of like that short dink and dunk kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for him to not throw picks, but still, that's impressive.
That's what makes it bold, guys. That's what makes it bold.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wait, he's only thrown 3 interceptions this year. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Man.
No, he threw 2 in the regular season. He threw 2 in last week's playoff game, but.
Jesus Christ.
So he threw 4.
He's thrown 4 all season.
But in the regular season, I guess.
In the regular season,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Anthony, you got anything bold?
I'll say that that all the games, that both games this weekend will be vastly entertaining, because that's pretty bold at this point.
Yes, and especially because let's just say over the two team or the two games, we don't have a whole lot of defense to speak of outside of Pittsburgh.
Yep. Total. Like that Packers Atlanta game is going to be ridiculous, probably. Mm-hmm. So
my bold prediction is the Packers and Atlanta game will complete over time in maybe okay, never mind. I'm not going to go with that. It's going to be under 25 so points.
Under 20. You just said it was going to be 70.
I know. That's why it's bold.
Come on. Yeah, you got to admit that's funny.
I'm glad you have that thing.
That's good comedy right there. you go back on the fart joke. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. Okay. Make sure you head on over to sharkdropper.com. Check out all the podcasts we have available to you there. Patreon.com/sharkdropper if you want to donate any amount of monetary funds towards us. We would very much appreciate that. And that's all I got for this week, guys. How about you? Anybody, you guys got anything to plug?
New episode of Paralyzed came out.
New episode of Paralyzed out now. Listen to the spookiness and scariness in your earphones. Ear humming. What do they use? What are these goddamn kids use nowadays? Your Beats by Dre. Go listen to that.
I want to shout out a podcast that I'm kind of late on, but I've been listening to Hardcore History by Dan Carlin.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
It's very good. They're very long episodes. They're like great if you commute a lot and stuff like that. And it's just, he just goes so in depth on so many things, and I could listen to it all day. So give that a listen. I know it's not part of our network, but I found it really good.
Which one are you listening to?
The first Armageddon one about the First World War.
Oh, the First World War. Gaviardo Princip. Gavardo?
Yep.
Yeah. Shot in the head, motherfucker. Or he shot Franz Ferdinand. No, whatever, man. World War One was fucked up. Okay.
I love that band. How dare you shoot them?
France and Germany and Austria.
Little known fact, Creed started World War One.
Creed started World War One. Yeah. Yeah. Scott Stapp shot the Archduke Franz Ferdinand in the head. It's true.
He took him higher.
Can you take him higher? He said, yeah, I can. Bam! Motherfucker. Black, black!
Where was your fart noise there, Kyle? Damn it.
It's gone. I can't do it anymore. Well, I can't, but it's the novelty will be worn out at this point. Okay, guys.
Anything.
It hasn't. That was Shark Dropper for... No, that was War of the Bay for this week. I'm Kyle.
I am Nick.
I'm Anthony.
See you guys.